$2,500. Illinois sex offenders with convictions dating back decades could be forced to register with the state. While Illinois has required registration of offenders since 1996, many with older criminal records were allowed to slip through the cracks, according to a group of lawmakers that are pushing for the change. Stacy Lloyd supports the effort. She's a mother of young children who discovered the unlicensed home daycare her kids were attending had a sex offender living on site. Lloyd says the current law gives parents a false sense of security.
When I originally heard this rumor, I went straight to the Illinois sex offender website. Because he was not on there, I thought he had no convictions. I thought it had to be an awful rumor, and I continued to trust and send my children there.
The man had a conviction for sexually abusing children in the early 1980s, which means he had no requirement to register with the state. Lloyd says she has no evidence the man did anything inappropriate with her children or others attending the daycare center. The lawmakers who want to change the law say they'll make the renewed push in coming months after a similar proposal stalled in the Illinois House. A six-year-old girl in Danville has died nearly a week after she was hit by a car. The Champaign County coroner says an autopsy won't be performed on the body of Anaya Dye, but there may be a coroner's inquest later. Dye was hit last Saturday as she was playing with friends along Danville's Voorhees Street. No arrests were made. Authorities in Douglas County say they've raided an unlicensed puppy mill and seized 55 dogs they say were living in deplorable conditions. County Animal Control Administrator Kathleen McManaman says many of the animals found today in rural Arthur were covered with urine and feces and had sores on their feet from wire cages. Many also lacked food or water. She says the property owners were not arrested, but the case is being referred to the Douglas County State's Attorney's Office to determine if charges should be filed. The raid followed a tip to the Humane Society of the United States. McManaman says a Macon County Animal Control Officer inspected the farm where the animals were being kept this week and confirmed that the tip was true. A new name is on the ballot to replace that of retiring Illinois Senate President Emil Jones. Unsurprisingly, as Stephanie Lecce reports, it's Jones's son.
Upon his retirement announcement last Monday, Jones already had an idea who he wanted to fill his seat, his son. He filed the papers that might allow that to happen that same day. At the time of the news, there were just 10 days before the state ballot had to be finalized. And yesterday, Cook County Ward committeemen cleared the way to slate Emil Jones III. The elder Jones says his son has learned from him and has the tools for the job, but others have questioned it as yet another possible example of family members succeeding Illinois politicians. Still, the younger Jones says he's honored to be chosen to run in the November election. I'm Stephanie Lecce.
After months of work, the auditorium at Urbana High School shows no sign of the earthquake damage it suffered last spring. The auditorium is reopening in time for the start of the school year. Last April, it was closed for the rest of the school year after plaster fell from the balcony, spreading dust throughout the facility. The early morning earthquake that hit Illinois loosened the plaster that had been installed more than 90 years ago. A district spokesman, though, says the auditorium has been inspected and found structurally safe. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from RE/MAX Realty Associates. Experienced full-time professional agents listing and selling homes in Champaign County. Information at 352-5700. RE/MAX encourages you to join them in supporting public broadcasting.
Well, we had some scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, but partly to mostly cloudy skies began to prevail across central and southeast Illinois this afternoon. And conditions have been warm and humid. We'll stick with that humidity for a couple more days. Some isolated thunderstorms redeveloped late in the mid-afternoon, and temperatures were generally in the lower 80s. With high humidity levels, readings felt more like the upper 80s in many places. It was 82 at the top of the hour at Willard Airport in Champaign. Friends Plaza currently has 82. An upper-level disturbance will push through the area this evening, and that'll bring a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms again. A cold front pushing east across Iowa tonight will move into the region tomorrow. Warm and muggy conditions can be expected still ahead of that front. Another chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms will exist near that frontal boundary from Saturday afternoon into early Sunday as that front pushes to the southeast. Temperatures for lows tonight will go down into the lower 60s in northwest Iowa to around 70 for most of us in Illinois and Indiana. Highs tomorrow will range from around 80 degrees in the northern part of Iowa to near 90 in southern Illinois and Indiana. The forecast for tonight calling for a low of around 68 in Champaign-Urbana, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and muggy with a chance of a passing shower. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, very warm and humid, the high 88 degrees. We'll see a chance of a few showers or thunderstorms again, especially late tomorrow afternoon and evening. The winds from the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour for Saturday. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, some showers and thunderstorms again, and a low of 64 degrees. Last half of the weekend calls for a cloudy sky on Sunday and a chance of a few showers in the morning, then becoming partly sunny later on in the day and a little cooler as well. Sunday's high 83 degrees, partly cloudy and 59 Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of only around 80. Again, 82 degrees in Urbana at 4:36.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now a story about a young man who has succeeded against the odds. His name is Jesse Jean, and we first met him on this program when he was a teenager. He was failing 10th grade, and his future looked bleak. That was when two women assigned to tutor him arranged for a scholarship to a boarding school. They told him that was his only hope to get through high school. He went in 2001, and he hated it.
It was everything different.